Hello and welcome to a new jam session here at Puro Jazz. It's a special session because we have a guest. Our friend Steve Dickman has come from Massachusetts to share his music, his favorite songs with us. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Roberto. It's a true pleasure and an honor to be back with you again and to share some selections from my favorite jazz music. I have a theme for this show. I decided that I would focus on covers and pick covers of tunes you may or may not know that to me reflect great artistry on the part of the covering artists, because of course it's always hard to play someone else's tune as well as if it were your own.
Sounds like a great idea. I knew you'd have a theme.
It's a pleasure. I was struck as I thought about putting together this set that some musicians really play their own music and they really focus on their own music. You wouldn't expect Thelonious Monk to be covering other artists' music. It's just appropriate for him to play Thelonious Monk's music. However, there are other artists. I mean, the tune that got my mind into jazz above all others was My Favorite Things by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But of course, the version that I got to love and that I still love is John Coltrane's exactly. My Favorite Things, his classic recording of My Favorite Things. I listened to it over and over and over again. I knew the tune. And it started what is now a more than 40-year love affair for me with this type of music. So I'd like to lead us off with a cover of a song that I'm sure most jazz listeners don't know, but it's done in such a setting that I think you'll see a jazzy influence. I asked Roberto to play for you Hyper Ballad, which is a song by the Icelandic vocalist Björk. But this is a cover version put together by a band leader in New York, Travis Sullivan. Travis Sullivan actually started a group that he called his Björkestra. And with a 16 or 18 piece band, he chose a singer who was not Björk to interpret the work of Björk in the way that Travis Sullivan, the band leader and arranger, wanted to hear it performed. Becca Stevens is his singer. She was very young when they made this recording. This recording was made before 2010. And she's gone on to a distinguished career in music, not necessarily jazz. Travis Sullivan did something special with Hyper Ballad, and I'd like you to hear it.
That was a wonderful selection. In fact, I really admire the way the singer, Becca Stevens, whom I've heard also, she blends so well with the band, and she's just another instrument.
Yeah, it's remarkable, Roberto, the quality of her voice. There's something special about her voice because Travis Sullivan's not the only big band leader I've seen set her up as the solo singer, opposed to a 12 or 14 or 18 piece band. I heard her once live with Brad Meldow in Boston, and in person it had the same quality. There was no mixing required in order to get Becca Stevens' voice to really ring out in a hall that was fully occupied by big band musicians. Now we're going to move to a very different kind of cover. It's the music of Kurt Weill. And there have been many, many, many interpretations of Kurt Weill, and many of them are really excellent. This one I found when I was looking for one by artists who were not Kurt Weill, and I found a rendition of Weill's Lost in the Stars, one of his most beautiful melodies, by Carla Bley and Steve Swallow. And Roberto?
Well, I love Kurt Weill, and I also love Carla and Steve. And I must say about Steve, I am not fond of electric bass. However, when Steve plays his bass, it sounds analog.
Yes.
It sounds like a...
acoustic.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a beautiful sound. In introducing this next tune, I want to set out briefly a couple of the principles I used to choose good covers. I wanted them to sound different from the original and stand up to the original. I wanted them to feature a different type of orchestration. I wanted the cover itself to add something to the musical canon or the jazz canon, and I wanted it to be delivered by quality performers in a quality performance. This tune has all of that and more. It's from a Grammy-winning CD by Herbie Hancock, River, the Joni Letters, a 2008 homage to singer Joni Mitchell. To take a Joni Mitchell tune that was a top 40 hit, as I believe Court and Spark was in the 1970s, and turn it into this good a cover takes great art. It's great artistry that we'll hear on this cut.
This rendition by Brad Meldow of Beatles songs pretty much illustrates what you said earlier about how difficult it is to do a cover, but do it right and do it different. And this is a good example.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. On my last guest appearance on your show, I played Meldow covering Bach.
Yes.
And this time I'm going to play Meldow covering the Beatles. Meldow makes it easy, honestly. I was honored to be in the audience in Boston a couple of months ago when Meldow gave a concert at which he offered six encores to a grateful audience. And in this piece, which is a tune that will be known by everyone of every musical taste, everyone knows this tune, and yet it is wholly original. I can't believe anyone would have ever heard it like this before Meldow played it this way. It's a song I would commonly know as Maxwell Silver Hammer, actually called Golden Slumbers, from Meldow's Beatles cover album, Your Mother Should Know. This is Vijay Iyer, pianist Vijay Iyer, playing Stevie Wonder's Overjoyed on his 2024 recently released Compassion album.
That's it. What a wonderful way to transition from from Meldow, his soft pianist, to the dynamic, energetic Vijay Iyer in both wonderful covers.
Thank you, Roberto. As I said, it's easy with musicians like this to play a show of covers. The next cover I chose, because it's a cover of a song that I think will be recognizable, a melody to jazz fans. The melody is by Pat Metheny. When Metheny played it, it was Last Train Home. This version was rewritten and lyrics were added by Portland, Oregon-based singer Nancy King. This is from her duo CD made with Steve Christofferson on piano and melodica called Dreamlands. This is the Rini Rosnes Quartet from an album she issued in 2021 called Kinds of Love. And when I heard her and a quartet very similar to this play it in New York a couple of weeks ago, she mentioned that she had been inspired by the tune in a saraband from the English Suites by Johann Sebastian Bach. And as listeners of my two shows now know, I love Bach, and I love to hear Bach covered by jazz musicians. So this time we have Evermore from Rini Rosnes. And I should say, the bassist on this tune, her sax player is Chris Potter, her bass player is Christian McBride, Carl Allen on the drums, and a man named Rogerio Boccato on percussion. Apropos Christian McBride, a word to the wise. We played Nora Jones earlier. Now we're playing Christian McBride. Check out the podcast on Nora Jones's podcast, which features Jones, McBride, and Questlove discussing their shared experience of music. It's absolutely unmissable. It's absolutely not to be missed.
Just like last time, Steve, all of a sudden we are out of time. Thank you very much for coming out here from far away East Coast and sharing this absolutely marvelous selection of covers. This has been a wonderful experience for me because I never heard any of these tunes before. So I'm thankful for you.
I'm honored and thrilled, and I can't wait to do it again. Thank you.
Anyway, this has been Puro Jazz. Good night.